ability to see. How then are you able to, with precision, pick out a speck when you ain't even got no vision, less known impaired vision? At least with impaired vision, you can see something. But when you have no vision, how can you accurately go in and pick out a speck? How many times when you've had a speck in your eye and you've told someone close to you that you trust and you're right, say, look, do you see something in my eye? And they'll pull your eyelid up and roll your eye around. You know, mama used to do that for me, and then she'd blow. I mean, maybe your mama ain't never did that enough. You know, and if not, and that didn't work, then the next thing would be to flush it out. And yet, listen at this. The whole point that we're making in the text is that we're not qualified if we have not first taken care of ourselves. Check yourself out first. Now listen at this. When you have a beam, a board, a log in thine own eye. My brothers, my sisters, I believe this is, again, another wake-up call. Because with what judgment we measure, it's coming back the same way. And we've got to repent for what we've already done in the judging business in an arena that we're not qualified to judge in. The devil is going to hoodwink many of us and cause us to come under condemnation for the judgment we have placed on others. And know that, listen at this, it is coming back to us again. And the problem may be that when it gets back to us, we may not have time to fix the problem. Because see, some people are going to keep on judging and think it's not coming back to them. But when it comes, even if you lay down and die, you've got to know you're going to come before the judgment seat of Christ. There is coming a time where all that you have judged is going to come back up again. And you are going to be judged by the righteous judge who is going to judge you with all righteousness. And therefore, he's going to apply the same technique, the same terms, the same statute, the same standard that you have applied in each judgment case. And when he judges with the standards you have set, the question is going to be, were you qualified to judge? Because when God says, I'm only using your standards, what will you be able to say? You don't know the person's situation that you're judging. You don't know what they deal with, what they've dealt with, where they've come from, what they've walked through, where they are, what they feel, how they do, what they know. You don't know any of that. You're just judging based on your limited perspective and your fragmented view. And so it doesn't qualify you to make a judgment call that God himself will use against you when it's time for your judgment. Verse 5, and I'm closing. Because verse 5 deals with the cleansing from judging. It says, thou hypocrite, that's personal. He's not talking about anybody else. He's talking about you. He says, thou hypocrite, he's talking about me. Thou hypocrite, he's talking about a personal inventory of one's own self. Look at yourself first. You must cleanse your own life before you seek to cleanse anybody else's. Thou hypocrite. When it's all said and done, no matter what is undone in your life, that little undoneness disqualifies you to stand in a righteous place and make a judgment that you are not totally righteous to make. Thou hypocrite. You are looking at something you can see, but you have cloaked and clothed and covered your own sin. Thou hypocrite. While there may not be visible marks or signs of your sin, David says we deal with secret sins. Thou hypocrite. When you get to the point where you think that nobody knows what your secrets are, I've got news for you. Somebody knows what you did last year, last summer, last month, last week, last night.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Of Jesus Christ House of Prayer. Come on. 1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Under the dynamic leadership of Bishop Annie Marbury. Please join us now for a sermon already in progress.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Marone. And now, to our pastor, with an anointed sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry. So say, I'm good, good to love myself, so good, good to have success, what you need from all the stress, and the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good to have my peace, so good.
Please remain and receive the love of God, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Yeah. 26th chapter. Hallelujah. How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in your presence tonight? How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in your presence tonight? I want you to know he's in charge. If I make any mistakes, you come into him. I want you to know that he's in charge tonight.
All right.
Praise God. Matthew is the 26th chapter, and I'm going to read from the 1st to the 13th verse. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, the elders of all the people, and unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Silas. And they consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. They were planning to kill him. I want you to know, lady, there's a whole lot of folks that they don't kill you with the rod and with the stick, that deadly tongue. Yeah. That deadly tongue that we're running around with that's in our mouth, that the Bible says that's the member that no man can tame. Yes. Yeah. Only God can tame that tongue. Yes. Fifth verse. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman, happy women's month to all of you daughters of Zion. You finally made it, daughters of Zion. You finally made it. We've got a month that's dedicated to the women, woman of God. Unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very expensive, precious ointment, and poured it on his head. Remember, on his head. Remember that, on his head. Remember that, on his head. On Jesus' head. She poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, poured this all on Jesus' head. Head. And he said, and we. But when the disciples, this was his own, but when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? What is she doing up here showing off? What is going on? This was the disciples. We ain't got nothing here, but you got some men, Pastor Apostle Carey. But don't believe women ought to be up here.
That's right.
Don't believe women ought to be preaching this word of God. Don't believe women should not ought not be putting no oil on the Almighty God's head.
Set them free, Lord.
Thank verse. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. We're going to use that money from that oil that she's putting on Almighty Jesus, our God, But they felt we could have took that money so that we could have. We're not going to take it and put it about our pockets, ourselves, and put it on it. We could have took that oil that she had and paid somebody like them. Got the sister to get some food for children. Because their thinking was right. Their thinking was right. Read. 10 verse. When Jesus understood it. Now, what did they say? He didn't say heard. They didn't say when Jesus heard it. They didn't say when Jesus discerned it. The word said when he understood it. My. What are they thinking? understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? Why bother the woman? For she hath worked a good work in me.
Yes.
He said she did a good work to me.
Amen.
Thorn is all over my head.
Amen.
And remember head.
Yes.
11 verse. For ye have the poor always with you, but me, your Savior, your teacher, your master, your mentor, ye have not always.
Yes.
I told you already, I'm getting ready to go away.
Yes.
12 verse. But in that she had pulled this ointment on my body, the oil went down from the head to the body.
Oh, yes.
She did it for my burial. She did it for my burial. This was a spiritual situation that they did not see.
Amen.
I want you to know God don't show no one man, one woman, all things. Gifts come to calling that comes from God. He give you a little bit, me a little bit, and it's all of us working together for him. For the glory of the sheep in the body of Christ. He don't give nobody all the answers. Even Jesus walked the earth and said, I come to do this, that, the other, the will of the Father, my Father.
Yes.
I do what I saw him do. And as for me, when is it going to come back? When the time, when the end times will be? He said, I don't know.
Yes.
That's left up to his hands.
Yes.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
yes.
Whosoever, wheresoever, this gospel shall be preached.
Yes.
The woman poured oil on his head. The woman poured oil on his head. Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached,
yes.
And the whole, not just part,
yes.
Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole world, not just the United States,
all right.
In the world,
yes.
There shall also this, that this woman have done, be told for a memorial for her.
Glory. Yes.
And the whole wide world. She put the oil on his head.
Yes.
Go with me to Luke the 7th chapter. And you may take your seats. It's still going to be some that ain't going to let him do nothing. He said, I stand at your door and I knock. And that's where I stand, I knock. And I knock until you invite me in. And if you don't invite me in, I won't come in. But if you
to kill him out, they wanted to stop and change things the way they think it should be.
He went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. See, we get talked about if they ever see you with a homemonger, or they ever see you with a liar, or they ever see you. We preachers go through all kind of everything, just trying to save souls, just trying to help people to be clean, just trying to help people to get up and rise again when the master come back and get up. He said, those in the water, the dead in the water, they don't get up first. And then us, which are alive, we can still hang around there. He said, we're going to get caught up with it. And that's what the preachers are trying to do. And it go again. A woman in the city, which was a sinner. My. Made plain, this woman was a sinner. Like the woman that all the good folks brought to Jesus, all the good folks.
Yes.
And said, Master, we caught her laying up with a man. Because of the very act.
Yes. Yes.
Now your word, I'll put the word back on it. Your word. And Jesus, once again, while he understood what the Bible said, he was lying in the ground. And when he understood what they said,
yes,
he said, all right, brother Rick. But I am one of y'all that ain't slept with her.
Oh.
Thank God. I am one of y'all that ain't trying to give us some money to put you on.
Yeah.
If I got one of you brothers, just one. If I just got one.
Yes.
You be the first to throw the stone at the center of one.
Right.
You be the first.
Yes.
Yes.
The Bible said they all had to think about it.
Yes.
And say every one of them to throw them stones out. Some of them try to hide it, didn't want nobody to see them.
Come on.
You'll never be the same.
Come on.
Because he's breaking chains.
That's right.
He's breaking chains.
Yeah.
He's breaking chains. And you're that on me.
Yes. Yes.
37, and behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she heard that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet. Behind him, listen, vocal, at his feet. She stood behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet.
Yeah.
I told y'all to remember about the head.
Yeah.
This woman came as humble as you can.
Amen.
And washed his feet with her tears.
Yeah.
Moaning and crying.